let's welcome Lee McIntyre.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Okay, hands up who's had a good time so far. Excellent. Hands up who's found loads of value in the sessions we've had. Fantastic. Okay, this is step 8. So, let's just recap on the different steps we've done to make sure we're all on the same page. Okay, step 1 was understanding why we need continuity and getting our mindset in the right place. I think we all understand now that we do need continuity, that it's the cornerstone of our business. Step 2, we moved on from that and we looked at deciding on what kind of continuity model we were going to focus on. And the focus for us, we said, if we were getting started, might be a DVD of the month club. It doesn't have to be, but that's an option. And then we looked at easy ways to create 3 months worth of content and an 8-step plan. Ever remember that? The 8-step plan, which we've all taken loads of notes. We then moved on and we looked at how to create and implement your super selling system. And we said there were 5 things we needed to add in immediately to make it work. And those 5 things were a free gift with a squeeze page, which led to an excerpt of your content. Then you added a $2.95 trial into your continuity program. Then you wanted to have an affiliate offer on the thank you page and a 5-part prospect AR sequence. And in that session, we looked at how to make a sales video really quickly. We looked at some of my examples as well and some of the different things that we were doing with our sales video for maximum effects. In the following session, we looked at how to write your autoresponder sequence as the last part of that 5-part sequence. And after that, in step 5, we looked at how to really improve your visitor value. And that was my favourite session. It was this morning where we looked at all those different pages in our business, all those different little things that we're doing consistently to improve your business. And that was my favourite session. I think the one that most people got the most value from, judging by the feedback as well. In step 6, we then looked at evergreen lead generation methods in terms of how we can use affiliates on a consistent basis to drive traffic every single day. And why focusing on affiliates in an evergreen kind of way is less competition than trying to get affiliates for a product launch. And it means we can have a sustained and stable business. In number 7, step 7, the last session, we looked at some of the problems that you're going to encounter and how you can overcome them as well. And I really wanted to make sure you had the full picture before we progressed together as a group, before you went out there and took action. Very important. In this session, what I want to do now is the final step. So if you've done all of that, you've gone away, you've taken action over a month period or a week's period or a few days, now I want to talk about how to flesh out your back end. Because really, the continuity aspect of your business should be just the start. So here's how your business should look. Mark, are you okay to come up here and jump on here a second? So here's how your business should look. What should be at the front of our business? What should be the first thing a customer ever sees? Squeeze page. Let's write that up here. So the first thing that should ever happen is a squeeze page. What do we then do once people have given us a name and email? We sell them something, a low price offer. So a low price continuity offer would be my preference. Low price continuity offer. What happens then to customers? What should we then do? Get them to stick into the membership. So stick into the membership. I like that. And then what kind of products do you want to sell them then? High price back end down here. We can have 1, 2, 3, 4. So we've got number 1, number 2. Don't just add the numbers back. Sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. So the different stages. So first we get the name and email address. Very low risk. Then we ask people for the credit card. Very low risk. Then we try and make people give us the $97 or the $27 or the $47 of month one. We're not trying to sell them too much here, maybe a few things, but really we're just trying to sell them and stay in a member. And then once they've stayed as a member for 1 month, we want them to stay as a member, continue to stay as a member, but now we're trying to sell them high-priced back-end items. Can everyone put their hand up if you can understand that model? Okay. Now what I want to do, I want you to tell me, where do we start to make our money? Where do we really make our money? Do we make our money here? Yes or no? Yeah. I can't hear you. Yes or no? Yeah. Here? Yeah. Here? Yeah. Yeah? Yeah? And here?
Yes.
Yeah. So we make our money here. Okay? So really, you could say this is like the back end of our business, where we make the bulk of our profit. And this is the front end of our business. Thank you. Well, that's really just capped off the workshop. Where most people go wrong when they first get started is they don't focus. And then when they do focus, they start selling information products for $7, $8, $9, $27 in ClickBank. And I'm here to tell you that you're probably not going to get rich doing that. Some people will, but you probably won't. Do you kind of buy that? How many $27 ebooks do you need to sell to make $100,000 a month? Who's good at maths? Can anyone give me that kind of number? 5,000? 4,500. So I have to sell 4,500 or 5,000 $27 ebooks a month. Hands up who thinks that's easy. No problemo. Dean, you think you can do that? No, I can't do that. That's hard. Some people can do that. And some people have got rich by selling that volume of ebooks. Some people launch a $27 product and have made $1 million in launch. But I'm telling you now that realistically, in most marketplaces, for most people, you're not going to sell 5,000 $27 ebooks a month. How many ebooks is that a year? 60,000? Do you think you're going to sell 60,000 e-copies of your ebook a year? How many is that over 3 years? 180,000 copies of your ebook. How many internet marketing books in a 3 year spell do you think have ever sold 180,000 copies? Be honest. None? Some? A few? Less than 10? I'd say less than 10. Hands up if you can kind of buy that. Hands up if you think that we're going to be one of those 10 people. Hands up if you think none of us, myself included, are probably going to sell 180,000 ebooks in 3 years. I can kind of buy that. I don't think that's me. So the front end of our business is not to generate revenue. This is to generate customers in volume. So this whole mechanism here is just to generate the customers. That's all we want to do. And that's the key distinction that will allow you to grow your business in the future. If you're currently selling a $27 product on ClickBank, fantastic. You're doing a really good job. You've taken action. But now you need to add the continuity element and you make more money. Guarantee it. It's impossible not to. Dean, did you make more money when you introduced continuity? Without a doubt. A lot more money? Huge amount more money. So you introduce the continuity and you make more money. And then you want to have the back end. And by back end, I mean higher priced products. So some of the products that we sell at our back end, the Internet Automation Plan DVD set, coaching, consultancy, done for you products, like we offered yesterday that sold out really fast. And you need to implement those into your business really quick, because let me give you this. Yesterday I offered that product for $3,000 and it's worth $5,000. Now let's say I was selling it at its normal price of $5,000. Excuse me. Based upon the fact that we normally acquire, let's say, 1,000 new customers a month, do you think it's realistic of those 1,000 customers, do you think it's possible, just possible, to sell 20 customers a $5,000 package? Hands up who thinks that might be realistic of those 1,000. And how much would that be in revenue? An extra 100,000. Now, this is something that we're just developing in our business now, and it's a massive opportunity that we see in front of us. Because we've got a continuity program that, I think in December, we grossed 140,000, 150,000, in that kind of ballpark. And the next opportunity for us is to massively extend our back end, more than we already have, and we already do sell quite a lot in volume, but a lot more, to really, really crank up our numbers. So the kind of offer that I made yesterday for a $3,000 package, I should be making that offer constantly to my best customers. I should have marketing systems in place that identify who those best customers are and have them raise their hand and then automate marketing systems that sell back-end items to those customers on an evergreen basis. Hands up who can kind of buy that. Yeah? Do you think that would make a substantial difference to my business?
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, we talked yesterday a little bit about focus as well. And somebody said, I think it might have been, is it Paul? Paul asked the question, what is the one distinction that I made, one thing that made me feel more successful? And I think focus. Because let me put it this way. I could leave this room today, and I'm probably going to have a few days off because I'm quite tired, but I could leave this room today, and when I do come back and do some work, I could go and create a new site in a new market, or I could decide to go and look at Google Wave or play around with some social media. And that's what most people do. And they go around and they check out all these different offers and they make some money. But let me ask you this question. What do you think the biggest value task I could do, or I'll rephrase it differently, of all the things I could implement in my business quickly, what do you think will give me the biggest return on time invested? Building my back end. Investing time and focus on my current model. Does everyone kind of see that? And your business will be the same if you've already got an existing business or once you create your existing business. Maybe you've got a business now and you don't have the continuity and you invest time like Dean did to add the continuity. Or maybe you've got the continuity, but you don't have the exit pop. We doubled our conversion with the exit pop. Half as many people went in the one-door trial as did the free DVD. Or maybe you don't have the follow-up sequence and you add that. But the distinction that you need to draw is that the more time you focus relentlessly on your one funnel, the more money you will make. And I have to keep repeating that because it's a massive distinction that most people miss. And it's a distinction that probably runs contrary to your natural instincts. I do not want to, on Tuesday, ring around and find a call centre and write scripts to sell back-end items. Can anyone just guess what I want to do as an entrepreneur? I want to create a new site. I want to come up with new ideas. I want to implement new ideas. I want to build things. I want to create things. Hands up who's ever felt like that. The fun as an entrepreneur is in building, is in creating, is in implementing ideas. The fun as an entrepreneur usually is not on refining and tweaking and modifying and developing existing ideas. Your instinct probably, if you're anything like me, is to build and build and build and build. And I'll tell you now that it's counterintuitive, but if you focus on those things, you will make less money. And if you look at the big successful marketers in the US, for example, we all know the names of some of the people who've got big offices, who make $10 million a year. If you draw some of the distinctions that they drew and you look at the comparisons you can make between those people, it's relentless focus, usually, on one funnel. And the ability to shun opportunity after opportunity. And be relentlessly focused on success to the point where it becomes, I've got to do this and I've got to shun everything else and this is all I focus on. Sheer determination. And that doesn't mean sheer hard work either, by the way. It just means instead of me going off and playing around on eBay on Tuesday, I should stay around and find a call centre. Or it means instead of going around on Tuesday and launching a new blog, I should go around and write some scripts for the new support desk that we're using. Or it means that I should go and do a webinar to sell some more high-ticket items. Put your hand if you can kind of see that. Everybody in this room knows the next step that you need to take. Kind of like Mark said in the interval about procrastination, it's very easy to just procrastinate and not do the steps you need to take to push forward. And I do it still today. Now, I had a to-do list a year ago about how to grow my business. And one of the items on it was developing my back-end further. And it's still on it. I've still not ever got around to implementing it properly. Although we've done improvements and we do still a lot of items on the back-end now, but we've never done it in the way we wanted to. We do very limited things with direct mail, something I really want to improve. So everybody in this room needs to understand that the squeeze page and the low price offer is for generating leads and customers. And once you have those leads, you're going to make a lot more money at the back end. Someone shouts out, if you think that we were offering a lot more packages like yesterday, a lot more trips to my office, a lot more mastermind groups, a lot more one-on-one with me, how much money do you think we could make if we make $100,000 per month now? 200, 300? Dean, what did you say? 200? Any ideas? Any more? 400? 400 or 500? So again, how am I going to get to 300, 400 or $500,000? By doing this. Let me ask you this realistically. How long do you think it would take me to take some of my existing back-end products and services that we already have, but actually sell them a little bit more aggressively and consistently in an evergreen way? How long do you think it would take me to set that up?
Half a day.
Half a day? 4 hours? I'd probably say a week. Okay, some of it in half a day, but I reckon a week, maybe 2 weeks. And if I focused on that, that's how I'm going to get the growth. And that's what you need to focus on as well. So really what I want to do now that we understand the front end is for leads and the back end is for profit, what I'd really love to do is to brainstorm different ideas of products we could have at the back end of our business so that you can take some of these ideas away and implement in your business. So in terms of my business, so I want to shout out, we'll just take one at a time so we can talk about each one. What products would be good for me to offer at the back end of my business? If you were me, looking at my continuity programs and my workshop today, what offers would you offer?
Mentoring.
So let's write that down. We're going to examine each one so that you can get some ideas for your business. Okay. Can we bring the mic? So we're just going to do one at a time. So bring the mic down here. And Damien, just while we get the mic, what kind of format would you want the mentoring to take?
I do it right now. I would do it in sort of Skype calls and recorded calls that are available for them to use later. And what I do also is I make a deal with them and say I want to use that as a case study in my membership site, but I'll give you lifetime access to it too.
So calls and recorded calls that we can use in the future. Thank you. How much do you charge for that?
$14.97 a month.
$14.97 a month?
For 16 hours of one-on-one.
For 16 hours, excuse me, of one-on-one. With an individual person.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. And you get to use these calls as well for other things.
Yes, and they also are allowed to have rights to use them as well.
Excellent. I love it. So 16 hours of calls that you also record, but also he's not just trading time for dollars because he's creating a product as well. So really, they're paying him to create a product. Yeah. Do you kind of see that? What kind of things might he do with that product in the future? Membership site, etc., etc. Okay? Any other format for mentoring that we might use? Anyone got any ideas? Just go to the back over there, Mark. So other ways we could, in my business, we could implement mentoring. I could do Skype calls. I could have one-on-one there. Go ahead.
Yeah, while having the Skype calls recorded and creating the product, I'd just complement that mentoring with the members area where everything, you know, additional videos that you've created in the past, you could put there. Like if they want to have a how to create a squeeze page or anything that you already got in the back end, or maybe complement that with the, you know, previous workshop recordings in that members area.
Perfect. So we could also add in, so we could have plus all my existing content, including workshops. So, okay, so I could do one-on-one or group calls, and I could then say to people, one-on-one, you get these calls, plus you're going to get access to my gold program, my point-and-click program, all my recordings. That would be a nice offer.
More value.
More value, yeah, absolutely. Alex?
Mastermind groups, high-ticket mastermind groups, maybe meet 3 times a year. I'll be one of them.
Okay, thank you.
You know, around the world, you know, fun activities like I was talking about. But not just for like, you know, what I'm planning to do is just for marketers, but I mean for your clients. I mean, you could charge $10,000, have, you know, 10 people in there, 10 or 20 people, you know, that's a six-figure business on its own.
Cool, $10,000. And what would you give them for $10,000?
Well, you could have virtual meetings. You could have, you know, for brainstorming sessions once a month. You can have, you know, live mastermind sessions. What's working in your business, you know, the real nitty-gritty of, you know,
behind the scenes,
into your office, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, you could sell that, you know, instantly, couldn't you? Okay. I bet you get 10 people this week if you wanted to do that for $10,000.
Hands up, you think that could be possible? Hand up. Where would people find the value? Thank you, Alex. That's excellent. Where would people find the value in that in terms of coming to my office? Where would the say someone came? Say we did a year's mastermind. Where would people find the real value in that package? Like, say as part of that, God, I'm confusing myself. Say as part of that, you came to my office. Where would be the value in coming to my office for you? Anyone got any ideas? Come down here, Mark.
Yeah, if you're at that stage of your business where you're beginning to build the support systems, etc., they could see how you've done it and essentially begin to copy the methods you've used.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So you get to see and copy exactly what you're seeing. Can we write on here 10,000? So you get to see and copy exactly what we're doing. Panzer, would that be valuable to people to do that? I think so. Yeah.
I'll join
in. Andrew, down here.
I think you could. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. I think you could monetize that instantly in the cost avoidance. You know, 10 grand to not make a mistake in the next 12 months on building infrastructure. I don't know about other guys, but I've tried a number of different things, a number of full starts, including some of the high ticket courses. I guarantee I've beaten that figure. So to pay £10,000 and the opportunity cost is spend £10,000 to not make any mistakes, or you've made them for them.
Okay, cool. So you're showing them what really works and what doesn't, I guess. And for Mike, I'm just giving it back to Andrew. Sorry, my fault. If you give it back to Andrew. In terms of, like, for $10,000 then, because you've, like, spent money on high-ticket courses and stuff, what would you really like to see for that kind of event or that kind of mentoring? What would be really valuable for you in kind of that kind of package?
Well, part of it, on a personal level, what I would be looking for is an effect to clone the aspects of your business that you've proven, so that I don't need to worry about the testing and the proving as much. I can roll it out and start tweaking to improve it.
And what kind of format would you want us to deliver that? Would you want to, like, come in and look, or would you want us to show and teach hands-on?
I personally would want a mix. I'd want the ability to come up and, you know, have a lunch once a month or once a quarter, as Alex is talking about with
really
Mastermind.
Put on the other side, so we're going to really flesh this out.
But
lunch once a month.
Or once a quarter. And no disrespect to you, I'd be interested in a percentage of your time,
yeah.
But I'd also be more interested in getting updates from your team,
yeah.
Because I would want my business to work the same way yours does, where you're not doing 95% of the work.
So you'd want lunch once a month, so let's bullet this. Another point would be access to my team to see what they're doing.
Yeah, I'd love to read James's blog of things that work and don't work. All the stuff that he does that you perhaps don't get to see.
So access to team, including staff blogs. Let me ask you this question. We actually have a staff intranet, which Lindsay and James are on now. We use, just to share a resource with you, we use Backpack from HiRise HQ. Really good intranet. It is Backpack, isn't it? Backpack, yeah. We use that really good. It's a really cool communication tool. I would definitely recommend it as your company grows. Now, on there, we've got all kinds of stuff posted. If you could get to see, like, snippets of... Obviously, we can't show all of it, like, you know, personal stuff, because it's got my bank account and PIN code on there and stuff. But if you got to see snippets of that, would that be something that people would find valuable in terms of how the business is run? Is that something you'd like to see? Okay.
And the other thing that you've mentioned before, which the Rolodex to resources, like a phone number that you could phone and get a graphics to the system done, and you don't need to worry about the stuff. I think ultimately what I'd be looking to buy is certainty. Because I know I can do the selling. I know I can do the product creation. The administrative admin type stuff, I don't want to have to work it out. I'd much prefer to buy your knowledge of how you've worked it out, because that means I've got certainty. I can go and do the fun stuff I want. Yeah. I can hire people to follow your business plans. That's an instant business.
So you would literally call us up and you would say, just call us up and you say, okay, right, we're looking to set up linked content with Infusion and WordPress. Who do we speak to?
Yeah.
And we would say, I'll tell you what, you need to speak to Bob Keane from Infusion 4WP, and we'd say, and we'd get you on the phone with James, who's liaised with Bob as well, and we'd say, well, these are the things you need to get him to do. You need to get him to do X, A, B, C, D, and you definitely want to make sure we don't do 1, 2, 3, 4, and you get the benefit, even in a 10-minute phone call, of the experience that we've had, which was extremely painful. Do you want to just get the mic to James a second? James at the back. So you get the benefit of the experience in terms of that. And that would be valuable to people? James, can you just share some of your insights into working with, into developing some of the sites and some of the learning curves we've been through, and how easy it's been and how hard?
It seems like every new idea we have, we always seem to, you know, run into technical hurdles. That's, for us, that's the biggest thing.
Keep my mic up.
Well, because neither you or I are, you know, have many technical skills. So that's like the biggest hurdle that we run into.
Okay, thank you. Yep. We've had some massive pain. So, like, for example, if we set up point-and-click coaching and we use infusion4wp.com and we get Bob Keane to customize it for us, as an example, a live example, that might take us a three-week period. That's probably about right, isn't it, James? And I'm sure that, like, James Watson, who set up his continuity program, can kind of back that up. It's a really kind of frustrating process, massively frustrating process. So if we had that kind of information, you would call us up and you say, you want to replicate what we've done. Who do you speak to? What's the resource you use? And can he do it for you? Yeah? Just 1 second. Let's grab the mic.
I mean, the final aspect I'd be looking for is for you to be able to look at my business and say, AJ, you know, you've done what you said you'd do. I can see the results you're getting. And for you to recommend me to your other Rolodex of people like Damien and Jit, so that I can help them make some more money and obviously improve my business.
So networking within my contacts. I like that. And like people like Jit would welcome those kind of introductions as well. I'll come to Damien. I'll come over to you, Alex. Just pass it to Damien.
Templated processes and systems and manuals and things like that that employees can take and use in the support structure and all of that.
Okay, templated responses and manuals.
And systems and processes.
Yeah, systems. We have a big kind of emphasis on manuals and templates. If you used Infusion, you would want to have a look at our operations manual. I think it's an absolute beast. Our operations manual covers tasks. We call them P1 and P2. The P1 task is deleting subscriptions every day for orders that fail, and the P2 task is deleting duplicate subscriptions. And then we have tasks like adding people to the refund schedule and then refunding them. And by the way, we have controls and checks and balances for all of this. For all of it. So we know if we've paid an affiliate, we know how much we've paid him, and we have a check at the end of the week or the month to make sure that we've not overpaid them. Does that make sense? If you're using Infusion, you saw our operations manual, we literally have everything mapped out in a massive manual, probably about 80 processes. But not just processes, but schedules as well, that show you these are the people who have charged back, these are the people who have refunded, these are the people who have been authorized to be refunded, this is the person who authorized the refund, etc., etc. Is that the kind of thing that people would find valuable?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, Alex?
Just for a great example, you know, I mean, I would literally pay you personally $10,000 for that manual. You know, that's the truth, isn't it? Because imagine how much...
I've got an order form here, I mean.
Yeah, that's fine. But just, no, seriously, you know, imagine how much that would save me as I grow my continuity program, my back ends, everything that I'm working on. Imagine we had that in place from day one. That's, you know...
And what would you want to see in the manual? What kind of stuff?
Well, of course, like, you know, I've logged into Infusionsoft maybe once or twice. I mean, Gary runs my whole Infusion, but imagine the stress that he's going to have to go through to try and build all of this. You know, I mean, that's something that, you know, I mean, and of course, look at your prospect, you know, your customer list. There's going to be, you know, the lower-end customers, and of course, there's going to be people then like myself and other people in this room that have just got Infusion that you could sell it to at a higher ticket. Now, that, you know, that could be a standalone product, you know, for instance, or that could be an add-on, or that could be an upsell to the $5,000 product you're selling to, you know, the Build It For You continuity program. That could be an actual upsell then to that. So that could be like another $2,000, $3,000 for all our manuals, and you could sell all the features and benefits of that, you know?
And do you really think people would pay $10,000 for a manual like that?
You know, of course, if you show how much it's worth. I mean, you know, let's just look at me and you. How much is that really worth to me, that manual to me? How much do you think it's worth to me?
More than 10,000.
Absolutely, you know, it's worth six figures to me. It must be.
That manual has taken us more than $10,000 to develop.
Exactly, of course.
And by the way, we've gone through like maybe three or four staff members of turnover in our organisation who've contributed to those manuals, and they've been refined. By the way, losing three or four members of staff, either having to let them go or them quitting, expensive, time-consuming. And one of the reasons why that's happened sometimes is because their processes haven't been up to date and mature. And that's an experience that some people go through as the businesses grow. And that's something that's a growing pain that we've experienced and we've fixed, for sure.
Of course.
So in terms of the manual, if we had like all 80 of our resources in the manual, like all of our 80 of our processes, and like the schedules on like CD-ROM in there, this is the refund schedule, this is the that, that's the kind of thing that would be useful.
Of course, and imagine, I mean, just for example, you're saying, you know, if you sold 20 of these $5,000 packages to 1,000 customers a month, but, you know, for the Build a Few Continuity program, how many of those could you sell the manual to? And explain to them, this manual is going to take away all the stress. It's literally check, you know, check, check, check. And we can also recommend you a staff member, and you can also, you know, hire, you know, have an internal, you know, I mean, if you train people to do Infusion, for instance, you could actually have hire staff to them per month to actually run it for them. So it's hands-free now as well. So now you're also, you know, giving them a team members, which you're getting paid for, plus the other manuals, you know. But again, that could just be a simple upsell, and it's got to be worth at least $2,000, you know. And maybe right now you think, what the heck, you know? But of course it is, because once somebody buys that continuity business in a box for you, now they got to learn Infusionsoft. For me, I haven't got a clue what Infusionsoft is, you know. I mean, I just Gary does it.
Are people intrigued in terms of how we run our office? Like, if you'll turn around now and you can see Lindsay there and James there, is that something that intrigues people?
Sure. Of course. How many?
They have a giggle too, sure. They're saying, I'm sick of Lee pointing at us. We're trying to message people on Facebook. Just leave us alone. Hands up who's intrigued by what they're doing. I don't even know, to be honest. I've not got the clue. But I'm thinking it's productive. And by the way, when I come in the morning, refunds are done, chargebacks are done, our key operations are done, affiliates are paid. In terms of like the kind of back end I could offer, do you think if I had offered a product whereby people came to the office for, say, 2 days and then looked inside my business and then took a manual away, the operations manual that James and Lindsay follow, is that something that people would like, when Alex?
Of course. And you know, like how many times we said, you know, we're going to get together in the office and do this, you know? That's something that I'm really looking forward to do when I get the continuity program done. But imagine, like, for instance, I should go back to the $10,000 mastermind group. You could do it, you know, it's $10,000, 20 people come in a year. So that's, you know, it's a $200,000 program. You have three meetings a year. One's in the office that they get, you know, maybe that they get a built continuity program for them, for instance. One's in the office where they get the manuals as well. And another two is, one is in, you know, Hawaii, and another one's in Vegas.
You know, I like that.
Happy days. And also, though, what you're saying is, though, that you're actually going to invite your best affiliates out there. And you can do that as, you know...
One second, I really like that idea. Access to best affiliates.
Yeah, because what you're going to do is you're going to bring your best affiliates out there. You're going to say to your best affiliates, look, I'm going to bring you to Vegas. I'm going to pay for your flights and your hotels. You know, I mean, it's a business expense. Plus, you're looking after your best peoples. And also, you know, your mastermind group are going to get networked with the best people. And it's just another element, you know?
I really like that. Are people getting ideas in terms of how you could develop your back end for your business? Do people start to see the kind of products that you could offer in your business in the future? Hands up if that's so. Okay, cool. Thank you, Alex. That's excellent. That's really good. I'm giving you an order form in a minute. I've never before tried to give a presentation and had people trying to tell me what I should sell them. That's a very unique position to be in. Is there anything else that people think we should add in terms of this? Do you want to come down here, Mark? I'm really making you work today, Mark. I apologize.
Thank you. My thought actually would be, as a subsection of that, it would be another back end, but a simpler one for you. If you were to offer between 1 and 3 sessions that are specifically problem solving, which you're brilliant at, I find, and at getting movement again when something has been stopped. And I'm sure that people would be delighted to pay for that.
So a Q&A session when they get stuck, or?
A Q&A session, but more of really a very personal work with you, maybe even for 2 hours or 3 hours through Skype, or if they could come and meet up with you.
One-on-one meets mentoring, yeah.
And just, it depends on what level you find out that they need, that they have one problem they're not getting around, they can sit with you, it will be solved, and they will pay well for that, and it will be money well spent.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much. That's excellent. We've got one more at the back over here. This is really useful, by the way, because I'm supposed to be having a day off tomorrow, but I reckon I'm going to be making some new products and fleshing out my manual.
I think you missed out on email access, your direct email access, or access to James, because, well, James is handling most of the stuff for you anyway. So, hey, James, I'm stuck here. I don't know how to figure this out.
Okay.
And you just, you know, email access to that.
Email access. Cool. Alex, have you got something else? Sorry, go ahead.
And one of your recordings on your blog, in a workshop, you mentioned that, and you slightly touched on that yesterday as well. And that's probably the manuals you were talking about, and the systems. You mentioned some systems that you've got a system for everything that you do in your business. So the sharing of that system, how to do a certain task,
so systems,
that'll just really cut down the learning curve.
Excellent, thank you. So systems, processes, manuals. Thank you. Chris, thank you.
Another one for you, Lee, is do a completely done-for-you niche site so they get the squeeze page, sales letter, the product, a free report I can give away, the thank you page, the affiliates page with ready-made emails, autoresponder messages, blog posts, banners, the whole lot, and repeat that in a number of different niches and just sell them as high ticket.
Business in a box, done for you. I like that, Chris. That's excellent. Thank you. Do people see how you can kind of take some of these ideas for your own business? And by the way, when you're first getting started, it's hard to imagine having products at that kind of price, isn't it? How many people here feel daunted by the idea of selling a $2,000 product or a $10,000 product? It's daunting. But you've got to overcome those barriers because some people are prepared to pay it. Alex just said, if I sold my manual, which is like all their trade secrets and all the stuff we've spent years of our life developing, literally, the stuff that we've had free staff members come and go for our company developing. Alex said, if I was offering that for sale, he'd pay $10,000. So when you get customers saying things like that, does that help you get over the boundary of selling high-ticket items? Does that make sense? So we had one more point down here, was it? Oh, sorry, down here.
Yeah, I mean, the focus has been on internet marketing, but there's experts in all sorts of fields, gurus, writers of written books, who could benefit and make a hell of a lot of money if they knew some of the processes you've taught us today. So widening out beyond internet marketing into other areas, but sort of a tailored online presence, business in a box service to experts in all sorts of fields.
Okay, should I write that down? That's excellent. That's a really good idea. It's a really good idea. Do people see how my business now could be where your business could be in the future? Dean told me when we did an interview a while ago, after the last workshop, Dean, you said that you were going to build a $100,000 per month business, didn't you? And you felt like you had the blueprint with the continuity. Do you still feel in the right direction for that? Absolutely. So Dean's followed that blueprint to get to $100,000. It is achievable. But what I want you to understand is, in business, there's never an end point. I want to make $300,000 a month. Then I might sell my Skoda. I want to make $300,000 a month. And how am I going to do that? By concentrating on my back end. So do you see, we're all just at different stages of progress. We've spent so much time automating and developing a manual to the point where I look at the back of the room. James, how many support tickets have we got open? If you just give the mic to James, just ask James a couple of questions. How many support tickets would you say we had open?
I've just finished them now, so.
So how many? Was it zero?
Yeah.
How many did we have this morning?
There was about 25, 30.
How many was there yesterday?
Yesterday there was about 40.
How many did I answer?
None.
Just how many? Let's ask Lindsay, and you can speak into the mic. Because I know Lindsay doesn't want to be in the mic. How many refunds did we have yesterday? No, James, you can speak. Okay, go on. Yeah, go ahead. If you're comfortable, that's okay. Pass it to Lindsay.
Well, there was no refunds to process yesterday. I've just done 3 today.
Okay, and they're all done?
Yeah, all done.
What about P1 and P2 in terms of deleting subscriptions and duplicate orders?
2 or 3.
But they're all done?
They're all done.
Okay, cool. Is there anything else you've done today in terms of like that kind of stuff?
Did the failed orders. There was about 2 or 3 of those.
And when you do those, do you just go through them randomly or do you go through the manual that we've written?
I go through the manual, I follow it to make sure that I'm doing it properly each time.
Cool. And what about when we pay affiliates on a Monday? How does that work?
Oh, I always follow the manual to the letter with that one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Double check and triple check everything.
Thank you very much. Thank you. By the way, when we pay affiliates, we prepare the affiliate payment on a Friday, and Lindsay just prepares it. We've got a massive manual. It's about 40 pages long on how to prepare the affiliate payment in Infusion. And then we have checks. So we have a screenshot of this, a screenshot of that, a reconcile of this. Just I know you've not got the mic, but how many times do you have to tick things off when you prepare the affiliate payment report? We have about 6 different checks. How many people would like 6 different checks when you've got other people making payments? We have about 6 different checks. And then we prepare it on a Friday, and then Lindsay has to post it to the intranet on Backpack over the weekend or at some point before Monday at 4 p.m. I review it and approve it based on the checks. It gets filed in our office. And then Lindsay makes the payment on a Monday, and it gets done. And you've already just listened to Lindsay. She's gone through the manual. She's done all that other stuff. James has done all that other stuff. Can anyone tell me what I need to do today in the business?
Kiss your assistants.
kiss my assistants. James needs a few more Sambucas for that, I feel. I think I need a few for that too. did you get my point?
Just a quick thing, Lee. You know, like I was just saying then, look what you've just asked these people. Now, imagine, for instance, you know, you say 80% of your time is spent on marketing. So imagine putting that manual in somebody else's hand and giving them, you know, the resources. And that's how the business, you have business growth. Instead of having to figure all this stuff out, it's the, you know, they can now spend the time marketing, the most of the time marketing. And you can have people like your staff, you know, doing this kind of stuff. So that's why it's, you know, that's why I say, you know, I would pay $10,000 for it. You know, because I bet most people here would, you know, because that's how powerful that manual really is. You know, you just ask your staff what's going on in your business. You haven't got a clue. You could spend time marketing, but that's, you know, that's the truth of it, isn't it?
It's true.
That's why that, you know, and you look at me, you know, like seriously, you'd like pay that much money for it? But that's, you know, it's worth a lot more than that, really. You know,
I like it. Okay.
It would add, you know, of course, for myself, you know my business. It would add many more 6 figures to my business if I didn't have to worry about all that kind of stuff. If Gary didn't have to keep coming back to me saying, "Oh, we made this checklist, we made that checklist." If Gary just followed a proven formula for Infusionsoft and left me alone, and left me to my method of madness.
But it's not even just Infusion; it's also like manuals, like how to embed an audio on a blog, how to embed a video on a blog, how to send a broadcast. I'll come to James in a second. You just pass the thing back to James at the back. Sorry, James, my James, and I'll come back to this James, James Watson, our James. James, when was the last time I sent a broadcast in terms of logged in and click send, roughly?
I'd say about 3 or 4 months ago, I think.
So, how many people here have other people send their broadcasts, that like to their list? How many people would like to have like manuals for sending broadcasts that other people follow? I literally write an email, give it to James, and we have a template in this manual, and it says things like, who should this be sent to? These people. What should be the sender address? This address. Send the name, this name. Subject line, this line. Any follow-up tasks, make sure you take this sales page down in 12 hours or when 6 sales are made. Replace it with what? Replace it with this page. Where should this page be filed? In this part of the Dropbox. What's the email body? Here it is. Any special notes? Make sure that it's HTML and text. What tracking link should we use? It's all in this template. I fill it in, I send it to James. Bang, James sends out this email. How is that? Hands up if you think that would save time. It's pretty nice. Go ahead, James.
I just want to back up everything Alex said about the value of that operations manual. I don't need to repeat it because he said it very well. Here's something else that you're going to like. Of course, it doesn't have to end with the $10,000 whatever price just for the front end transaction. You could charge ongoing continuity for updates because this is a continually evolving set of processes, and I'm sure Alex, as would I, value you and your team working out a lot of the updates and we're prepared to pay a certain amount for regular updates to that manual.
I like it. Thank you very much. And that's a really good point because actually I'd feel really uncomfortable shipping the manual in like a week because it might be completely different in 2 weeks. Because I might look at something and think, actually, I don't really like that anymore. Let's do that. We'd probably ship it because we've got it, and then what we'd do is we do updates, and then maybe we could digital updates as they happen, same day, push them to the same day, and then we could print them and send them out once a month as updates so you could file them.
I think it's very important, you know, what we're going on here. You know, if you are really thinking about this $5,000 product, you know, creating the continuity like you did yesterday, if you're really thinking about this is an upsell that could take it to maybe a 10,000, you know, it's a continuity upsell to the $5,000 product. $500 a month, $1,000, you know, maybe, you know, whatever. But you could, you know, either a one-off payment and it shipped you all the time or continuity. But, you know, that manual is very important to those high-ticket customers who are paying you $5,000. It's a definite upsell to them. That's what I'm telling you.
Cool.
Don't see it as not, you know, because that manual to me is gold and I bet it's to everyone else.
Cool. Thank you. Any other comments on that? Any other comments? One more at the back.
Just a quick question. How long did it actually take you to make systems and manuals like that?
Good question. So what we do is, in our business, every time we go through something where I'm not quite sure if... every time I go through something that I don't want to do again, I would document it, write it down. So even if it's a little thing like approving blog comments, I could do that every day, but it takes 10 minutes, so I'd rather pass it to somebody else. So literally just write it down, everyone. So everything that I do, write it down as a manual. And that's the message for the team. If the team do anything that they do more than once, you have to document it as a manual. So then when we get more people on board, we can give them the manual and they can do the task. Yeah. So really...
If you're outsourcing the task, once you've got that written down, you don't have to repeat it. If you've got staff overseas or whatever, you could just pass on the whatever you've written then.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a manual for everything we've authorized on that, Infusion, everything. Yeah, but it's taken a long time to develop it. It's just writing down everything that we do. Absolutely.
Thanks.
Cool. Thank you very much. Okay, any more points on that? Okay, one more from Chris.
Yeah, Lee, I've got my credit card here. When can I actually get this manual?
You're being serious?
I am serious. Alex, myself, James, we're serious. You got three orders already.
So how much do you want to pay for the manual?
Well, we've quoted... we'll talk to you afterwards if you want.
Well, I can do this now. Let's go. Right, so what I want to do now is really recap on what we've learned about. And, I really want to just go over very quickly the kind of overview of it, just dead quick. And I want you to ask me any questions you've got for about 20 minutes or so, and we'll probably finish at about 5 o'clock. And really, if there's anything in your head that's outstanding, then please do ask during the questions. And also, everybody who left the video testimonial today and yesterday, then we're also going to do a webinar, and it's going to be like a follow-up webinar, probably about 2 or 3 weeks. And basically, if you've got any questions as well after the event, then if you leave a video testimonial, then you'll have access to the questions then as well on that webinar. And it'll just be a really cool webinar where we'll just give you some good content. So if you go away, you're probably going to go away, you're reviewing notes, and you think, oh, I wish I'd asked that. So you'll be able to ask that later on. But also, if you've got any questions now, that's a good time. So we've got the mic in the room. So what we're going to do is, hands up, what steps do you want to share? Step one of a continuity program. What is step one that we covered and what we have to learn? What did we get from session one? Who wants to share? Step one. Everyone's flicking back for the notes. Andrew, down here.
The value of a continuity program.
Session one, we learned the value of a continuity program, and we learned that we have to run one. Absolutely. Why do we have to run one?
It just prints money. I mean, I was looking at my figures overnight because I only started doing internet marketing after your last seminar. So I made 10 grand in my first 8 weeks, which I was quite...
After my seminar?
Yeah.
Round of applause, please, for Andrew. I think Andrew needs to leave a video testimonial mentioning those specific figures.
And, I was up early this morning because I was not drinking as much as everyone else last night. And I thought, I've got 600 people on my list. I've 400 of those are customers. But I worked out if I put them into a cheap continuity program rather than just selling them the two products I made, how much extra money I would have in the bank now versus what I did after the last seminar. So I'm never releasing a single product again, ever.
Excellent. Round of applause for that. Hands up who feels quite motivated to go away and take action. Do you know, one of the things I love about these workshops is it motivates me, and I get ideas from you guys too. Seriously. I can't even emphasize how tired I feel today. Chris was saying he ran a workshop a couple of weeks ago? About 2 weeks ago. And Chris was communicating how tired he felt at the end of that second day, and that's probably how tired I feel now. Probably the most tired I've ever felt in my life, delivering all day for 2 days. Pretty tired. So tired I might not even go to the pub tonight. Or I might even drink Coke. Shocking. But even I've inspired myself, and my plan for tomorrow was basically to sit and lie in bed and watch Sky Sports all day, and not actually to even get out of bed. But now I'm thinking, God, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to be doing this, and I'm going to be doing that, so I've inspired myself. So if I've managed to inspire myself, then hopefully I've inspired you guys as well. Just one word on that before we look at step two. Just take action fast. So go away, because the momentum and the magic goes quickly. What I mean by that is, you're today really pumped up and you're really inspired, and then life catches up. By Tuesday, your gas bills come. By Wednesday, your cat's got lost. By Wednesday, you've got a gas leak. By Thursday, you've got toilet problems. I don't know. Just take action today. No messing around today. Fast action. Okay, what was step two? What did we learn in session two? Who's going to share? Okay, should we come down here?
Step two is all about deciding on your model and building 3 months of content.
Excellent. And we had an 8-step plan, didn't we? Can anyone remember the 8-step plan? Does anyone have that in the note at the back over here? Fantastic.
Right, this 8-step plan was, first you have to sit down and figure out topics to cover and build up a theme, and what theme is your continuity program going to revolve around. And then step two was expert interview. And then you also emphasized on the fact that you have to approach them with the point of view that what's in it for them. And step three was decide a theme, content, and map loosely. And then step four was decide a time, then record on Skype. Step five was get it transcribed. Step six was get graphics done. And step seven was Kunaki upload.
Yep.
Step eight was decide which merchant account you're going to use, Infusion or One Shopping Cart.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Excellent. How many people think they can do that? Away. Of course. Two hands at the back. Everyone can do that. Content created, jobs are good. And thank you. Step three. No one's got any excuses. We've got a proven blueprint. A proven blueprint. Step three. You can tell me what step three was. Everyone's like head down here, Mark. Thank you.
It was about creating and implementing your selling system.
It was, thank you. And there was four parts of the selling system we had to create, wasn't there? Can anyone remember that? Squeeze page with an excerpt, a $2.95 trial, affiliate offer on the thank you page, and a 5-part prospect or responder sequence. Brilliant. We moved then into step four, the last session yesterday. Anyone remember what we covered? We looked at video sales messages, didn't we? Did we? No, we did that in the session three. In session three, we looked at the video sales message. We looked at my offer. Then in session four, we looked at the follow-up sequence. We looked at my follow-up sequence, and we looked at those landing pages. I've tried to give you every example I possibly can over these 2 days, like the don't cancel page, the excerpt pages. I've tried to give you all the resources we use. I've tried to show you everything on the screen. Does that come across? I'm not just trying to give you bullets. In the past, I've taught workshops, and I've given bullets, and it's been really good, but I really wanted to try and give you the screenshots and give you the moving parts by letting you listen to everything as well. Excellent. Okay, what was the session after that? Step five, which was this morning. Some people were hungover and not here. They missed the best session. I saved the best deliberately for that time just to punish them. Bring the mic over here. Session five.
Improving visitor value.
Improving visitor value. And why did we say that was important?
because then you're going to be able to, excuse my voice, attract affiliates and do other forms of marketing that you wouldn't be able to do if you had a lower visitor value.
Thank you very much. It's okay? Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Improving the visitor value. And what ways did we have to improve visitor value? I'll shout some out. A customer email series. Increasing the navigation with a quick Slack guide. Reselling customers on a phone number inside your DVD. Having testimonials inside the site. Very, very powerful stuff. We also talked about customer appreciation gifts on day 14 and then month 2 and month 3 and month 4. We talked about having the pain of leaving. Maybe giving them things like free hosting. And if they leave, you suspend their account. Things like that where you give people tools. And then when they leave, you take away those tools. But also the carrot of staying, i.e. the free gift, the customer appreciation gift. We talked about dripping the content sequentially so people have that incomplete feeling if they leave. We also talked about the don't cancel page that we created in our business that tells them that they have to say, I'm a loser, if they quit. We also talked about collecting reasons why people leave and responding to them. And we also said contacting people who decline, contacting people whose orders cancelled and don't work, and using a call centre possibly, using an email provider, to follow up with those people and making sure that you're constantly trying to re-engage those people who leave your sales funnel because the credit card declines. There's 8 steps there, and if you follow all of those 8 steps, you'll increase your visitor value. Step 6, second session this morning, was all about what?
Evergreen
traffic generation. We talked about integrating our offer with others, and we said, didn't we, that the number one most effective way to get traffic was, look, just to improve a visitor value on an evergreen offer, and then the affiliates would find us. But we also talked about how we could find the affiliates and their customers by using the joint venture scalpel, by going to other customers and saying, look, we'll go to you, this is what we'll do, we'll give you extra content and we'll balance the disparity in the relationship. Does that make sense? Fantastic. Then we looked at step 7, which was continuity problems and how to overcome them. I tried not to depress you, but I wanted to share with you every single problem that we've had. I created a list, by the way, there of 7 problems, and I said to James this morning, James, you work the help desk sometimes, you give me the problems that you perceive. So all those problems were James's problems that he sees from his angle as well. Very, very cool stuff. And then the last session, we looked at how to develop your back end and why you need the back end. And some back end ideas for your business as well. I really tried to give you the most value possible can over 2 days. I really hope you've enjoyed the event. I hope you're leaving a proven blueprint. If you want to come to the next event, you can have as many tickets you want for $97. Fill them in here. Go and speak to James. You need to give them to James and make sure James gets them to process them. And again, we'll be selling it for $397. It will be in Newcastle. If the dates are convenient, just send us an email. We'll sort it out. Refund your same day. No problemo. Okay, so hands up. Who really thinks they've had a good time and they found some value in the event? Really, really happy. So thank you very much. Hopefully I'll see you at the next event. But if not, thank you very much. Really enjoyed it. And I'll speak to you very soon. So thank you very much.